We'll go now to Tom in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on KHOJ. Tom, your question for Father Vincent Serpa.
Good evening, Father.
Hi.
First off, I do want to thank you for your priesthood and for all that you do for the body of Christ. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
My question is exactly opposite of the question you just answered, and that is, my father just died a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very great and holy and Catholic man his whole life. He suffered heroically with his disease. He received anointing of the sick several times. I think even the last time was a week before he died. He had a very beautiful and peaceful and holy death. And now has many friends and relatives offering masses up for him. And my question is now, when I pray, I keep flipping back and forth, is do I pray for him as a suffering soul in purgatory to ensure he makes it to heaven quickly? Or do I look at all the evidence and assume that surely he's in heaven now and turn to him as a saint to intercede for me and help me? And sometimes I pray to him as a saint. Sometimes I pray for him as a suffering soul, and I just don't know how do I know or when do I know or how long do I wait to assume his entrance into heaven.
Well, God usually doesn't tap us on the shoulder, although when my father died, I was pastor in Los Angeles, and when I came back to the parish from the funeral and was standing outside after Mass on the following Sunday, I was talking to some people, and all of a sudden a man said to me, "Your father is in heaven." And I looked at him, and he was just a very ordinary-looking man. There was nothing exceptional about him. He had a suit and tie on. And I said, "Well, we certainly hope so. We're certainly praying for this." And I looked at the people again, and he said it again. He looked straight at me. He said, "Your father is in heaven." And I said it again. I said, "Well, we certainly hope he is, and we're praying for him." And then when I went to look at him again, he was gone. And I thought, wow, that's really something. It'd be wonderful if he was, my guardian angel or somebody. But I didn't know, for sure. And then the next day I was in the Priory upstairs by myself. And there was nobody on the second floor, nobody. And I was in my office. And I heard a door open and close. And I got spooked. I got cold feet. I said, "Dad, I love you, but I don't want to see you." And so, I mean, I don't know why I did that. But, I mean, I don't know why, first of all, I don't know why I didn't ask the guy, "How do you know?" But it never occurred to me because I wasn't expecting it. So I remember calling my mother and my sister and telling her about it. And it was encouraging. But I still pray for him. I don't know that he is in heaven for sure. And then when my mother died just a couple of years ago, I was talking to a diocesan priest, and he said that he still prays for his mother and to his mother, just as you do. And that's, you'll be doing that the rest of your life. The prayers won't go to waste if she's in heaven. We don't do those souls any good by not praying for them. We never know if they need it or not. And also it's an expression of our love for them and our love for the Lord as well. So I encourage you to do both. And it's a little tension there, but both are good, because if your mother is in heaven, it's great. And if she's not there yet, your prayers are doing her some good. So you can't lose.
Right. Yeah. It was my father.
Oh, your father.
And then is it wrong of me to ask the Lord, let me know in my heart? Is that a wrong prayer to ask of him?
Well, you can ask it, but don't expect him to answer, because it's this matter of trusting him. That's a really big thing with him, because it's so good for us. When we trust him, we're expressing love for him, and that's good for us. So he wants us to do more of it, So you can ask him, but as I say, don't expect an answer.
Right, but in the meantime, just pray in both circumstances.
You certainly can
ask my dad for his intercession, and at the same time, ask for his
absolutely
release.
And another thing to be sensitive to is when you receive the Lord in the Eucharist and you can feel the host of your mouth, you are very close to your parents at that, to your loved ones who have died. And if they're in his bosom, you're all three together. It's not only a communion with you and Jesus, it's a communion with you and all those he loves, including your loved ones.